broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Great, good morning to you. Tiger Woods is making me roller coaster sick. It was birdie par, and he was in the top 10. And then, my God, a double bogey, and now he sailed it left into some trees. He might be in a creek. You know, let's go to the U.S. Women's Open. It's at a beautiful, beautiful golf course, and we're going to be talking with Ron Cyrak. He is special to the LPGA. It's the U.S. Women's Open. We're going to be featuring also Women's Golf Day today. We've got a couple of sites holding Women's Golf Days in Hawaii at Princeville, at Mauna Kea. There's one tomorrow at Kapalua, but actually June 4th, internationally, it is Women's Golf Day, bringing women together who've never played the game, have a clinic, have a little golf, have a little beverage afterward, do a little socializing. It's a whole lot of fun. We're also going to find out about getting in tune, getting your mind set so that you are ready to play the golf course you're heading to that day. It's Virtual Golf Caddy. All of that's coming up on the show. Ron Cyrak first, but we're going to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring into the clubhouse now Ron Cyrak. He is special to the LPGA Golf Channel contributor, Global Golf Post, and GGP Plus writer. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Aloha, Danielle. Good to be there.
It is the U.S. Women's Open, of course, you know, and you're at this most beautiful country club of Charleston, the Seth Rayner course. And my goodness, I don't think I've ever seen a bolt of lightning caught quite so well on a regular camera hit, what was that, an oak tree?
Yeah, and I don't know if I've ever heard a noise quite that loud. It sent everybody in the media center sort of ducking for cover. We were all underneath our tables when it hit. It's amazing. South Carolina has very strict rules protecting their trees. So they had, after that tree was hit, they brought in an arborist who had to come in and officially declare the tree dead so they could then take it out. And they came in and they took it out all night. They were working till 1:45 in the morning and got it out for safety reasons so there'd be no danger that it might, you know, topple onto spectators today.
Yeah, it looked like that bolt went straight through. It just cut a line right into the trunk of the tree down to the ground, as bolts of lightning are wont to do. That was an amazing moment. And how's the weather forecast for today? We get to watch it on Fox, by the way, guys. It's on Fox in Hawaii at 8 o'clock. I imagine that's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the East Coast. So we don't get to see much. That's the one thing I really miss, having the U.S. Women's Open and other USGA events. There's not a lot of lead up, you know, to it. There's not a lot of a live from leading you up to. So, Ron, we're really depending on you so us working stiffs can kind of catch up.
Well, we're having really our nicest day of the week so far. I mean, it was 97 and humid early on. It seems like after that storm went through yesterday, it's a little cooler today. Still going to be about 90, a little less humid. And there seem to be some good scores going on up there. We're still a ways away, about 40 minutes away from when the final group goes out. But Maria Fassi, who just finished college and played famously against Jennifer Kupcho in the Augusta National Women's Amateur, turned the front nine in 32, and she's now under par. She's one under par and into red numbers and making her way up the leaderboard. Nelly Korda, Sung Hyun Park, all in the par. We got a leaderboard that's going to be really interesting. There's a lot of compelling names there, and it's going to be fascinating to see who makes a move on moving day.
And it's interesting to see at the top of the leaderboard, Mamiko Higa. This is her first U.S. Women's Open.
Yeah, Mamiko Higa is 25 years old, and she's won five tournaments on the Japan LPGA. She's married to apparently what a world-class sumo wrestler, a guy who was ranked very high up. He's here with her, and he's an enormous guy. But you know, Mamiko Higa is very typical of what happens in an event like this. It happened in 2015 at Lancaster Country Club in the Women's Open when all of a sudden this name, Inji Chun, popped up on the leaderboard. Well, we had never heard of her. You start doing your research and found out, like, oh, I've never heard of her, but she's won a dozen tournaments overseas. And Mamiko's another one of those players, really, really accomplished player and playing very, very well this week.
Very well. And then tied for second. Now, this is, I'm looking at the leaderboard pre, of course, all the women going off sort of as it started this morning. Jessica Korda, this could be her first major championship.
Yeah, it's sort of going to be an interesting race to see which Korda gets a major championship first, Jessica or Nelly. And right now, Jessica is at 5 under par, hasn't teed off yet. Nelly's at 2 under par and has played one hole today. But Nelly's been playing very, very well since late last year. She won one tournament towards the end of last year. She's won one tournament this year, moving up the leaderboard. Jessica's has battled injuries both late last year and early this year, had to pull out of one of the Asia events because of a hand injury. But she seems to be healthy now. And the funny thing about the Kordas is they keep being in opposite ends of the wave on Thursday and Friday. One gets morning, one gets afternoon, which means their parents end up walking 36 holes to watch them.
Oh, that's rugged. In 97-degree temperatures, there's some really strong people. Is it normal to have threesomes going off in an open championship like this? Mamiko Higa, Jessica Korda, Celine Boutier, they're going to be playing from the same tee.
No, it's not. And the reason that they're doing it is that Fox is up against a hard 7 o'clock Eastern time TV window because they have a baseball game tonight. So they cannot afford to run over. So they put them in threes. The last group is probably going to finish around 6:30, 6:40 to let them hit that window. But they don't have any wiggle room in their broadcast.
You were talking about two very famous amateurs who are now professional players, Jennifer Kupcho and Maria Fassi, played with Sierra Brooks, same grouping. But we also have someone who is an amateur, an American at the top, and her name is Gina Kim, and she played for Duke. She's on a roll. This young lady could break some records herself.
Yeah, 19 years old. She won in her fourth tournament freshman year at Duke. She's going to be a sophomore in the fall. So, but you know, it'll be interesting to see how she lets things plays out and what she learns from Kupcho and Fassi. I wrote a story yesterday saying Kupcho and Fassi are two really good examples of the advantages of going to college for 4 years because you know they're coming out now Kupcho's 22, Fassi's 21, and they're very, very mature, and they're very competitively tough because they've been playing a lot of golf, competing in college. And I think they're good examples that it's not always the best idea to get out here at 17, 18, 19 years old, even though you might be ready to play technical-wise, mm-hmm. Whether you've got everything else in the package, you know, a maturity, emotional stability, and all that other stuff that you sort of learn as you're growing up in college, you know, and you're a different person after 4 years of college than you were when you went in. And Kupcho and Fassi are great examples of that. And I'd be interested to see if Gina Kim follows in the role model that they set.
Yeah. Do you think that the NCAA television coverage, the championship television coverage, has enhanced their maturity to be prepared for the LPGA?
Yeah, I think everything about it has been terrific. I think the fact that they've gone to the team match play and the fact that there's all this, you know, I mean, they're dealing with doing interviews with the Golf Channel, you know, all week during that tournament. They really get that experience of what it's like to be on the big stage. And I think the quality of college golf for both the men and the women has gotten a lot better. a lot stronger. And I think it used to be that if you were a really talented young player, man or woman, you were better off going to the Web.com Tour, the Symetra Tour, or the Ladies European Tour, or the Overs Men's European Tour, and working your way back to the major tours here. But now you can stay and play college golf and gain a lot of competitive experiences. The courses are tougher, the competition's tougher than it was 10 years ago.
Absolutely. I want to talk to you about a young lady who just won on the LPGA. It was her first LPGA victory. It was last weekend. England's Bronte Law. She shot 67 that final round in the Pure Silk Championship, won her first event, didn't make the cut this year. What do you think? The idea of winning, it takes a lot out of you once you finally get it, I think.
Yeah, you do. A lot comes at you when you win something. You get more media attention, more fan attention, more sponsor attention, all that. And you got to learn how to do time management. But, you know, Bronte's somebody who's won at every level that she's played at. She's played on several Curtis Cup teams, was successful in college. And I think that we're going to see more wins from her. I think that she, and it's funny because early in the week, talking with Beth Daniel, who grew up playing this golf course, I said, who's this course favor? And she says, I like the Europeans because that European bump and run game and those European knockdown shots in this win are going to be handy here. And you look at the leaderboard and you see Celine Boutier from France is on it, and Atahara Munoz from Spain, Carlotta Singanda from Spain, Carolyn Masson from Germany, and a lot of the Europeans are handling the course quite well. But Bronte's going to be back. Don't worry about her.
Yeah, I'm not. She has a record 9 consecutive birdies, tied the record of 12 in one round on the LET. She was number 2 in the world amateur ranking. So I have a lot of confidence in her and all these young women who are coming on so strong. You know, this Seth Rayner course, this the golf club at Charleston, or country club at Charleston, it's tricky. Tell us a little bit about what makes this course tricky. The greens, is it the landing areas?
Well, you know, it's built very much in the British style of golf course architect, where the whole thing over there is to play the golf game on the ground more than in the air. And in part, they do that over there because they've got that great sandy soil, but they also get a lot of wind. And so the high shot, you know, most American golf courses, the high shot with spin will serve you quite well. But here, you can play a lot of these holes with low shots. You can scoot the ball onto the green. You hit bump and run shots. The most controversial hole here has been number 11. It's a par 3, plays about 175 yards. I think they played it up yesterday at 156. Uh-huh. But it's got a Redan green, 2 massive bunkers on both sides. Essentially, it's a hole where you can't miss left, you can't miss right, you can't miss long, and you can't miss short. So it's an island green without the water.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. Yeah. Now, I was listening. Lexi Thompson, tied for 5th right now, 70-69, doing very well, isn't she?
Yeah, you know, Lexi's been through so much over the last couple years. You know, her latest thing is now that she's taking a break from social media. She doesn't want to read things people say about her. And really, ever since that 4-stroke penalty at the ANA Inspiration a couple years ago, it's been one thing after another. She took last year took a month break in the middle of the season to try to get herself back together again emotionally. This is a young woman who's lived her entire life on the golf stage. You know, since she was 12 years old, she's been in the spotlight, and she's had so much success. But you get the feeling that there's a whole lot more to come, and I'm really happy for her to see her doing well this week, because it's been a tough few weeks since she made her announcement that she's going to take a step back from social media. That just made the people on social media attack her even more.
Of course, you know, but that's interesting when you bring that up, because Martin Kaymer at the top, he's tied for first on the PGA Tour, the Memorial Tournament. He said that what he did is he stopped reading. He stopped being in social media. He stopped reading about, and I could just hear him about him myself. You know, stop reading about all the things people are writing about you. Don't watch the television anymore. Get out of, don't let people into your own head. And I think That's the biggest problem with social media is people can attack or they can say things and you start taking these things personally. And it puts a huge weight on your shoulders. You start losing yourself. You start questioning yourself. And you can't be doing that when you're on a golf course.
Yeah, I've had to develop a thick skin and great discipline over the years. I mean, I could tweet the sun's going to come up tomorrow, and there will be five people who are going to jump in and tell me that I'm an idiot saying that, you know. So, and that's just, you know, and you just got to learn to. The first thing I do, here's one of the bits of advice I give to players about it. If somebody says something you don't like, the first thing you do is see how many followers they have. And if they got 17 followers, don't worry about it.
Yeah, you can follow Ron at Ron Cyrak. He's got over 45,000 followers. So, you know, you can count on Ron. Absolutely a fabulous writer, author of Vision 54 Trilogy, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. It's published in 8 languages. He's covered over 160 majors. You know, he knows a lot, and he's experienced so much, and he's got just a lot of really great insights. Plus, he loves baseball. So, so if it's not golf, you get some great baseball insights. Speaking of insights, I got to just quote Tiger Woods here saying he deserved it. You can't look at life like that. He said what he meant, and he got what he deserved. Now, this is Tiger Woods talking about Hank Haney, who has been suspended from Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio for comments he made recently. What would you have said about Hank Haney, or what do you say about what he said?
Well, I'll tell you what I said on Golf Channel the other day when they asked me about it. I said, I don't know what appalls me more, his bigotry or his stupidity. Because as much as a human being, I'm morally offended by what he said. As a journalist, I am totally annoyed by how lazy he is. If you're being paid to go on the radio to talk about golf, you sure as heck should know where the U.S. Women's Open being played, and you should know who the main players are in the field, and you can't dismiss it by saying, oh, I think a Korean's going to win, probably somebody named Lee. That was so dismissive, not only of Asian golf, but and the LPGA in general. It was dismissive of women in general, and I just think that somebody whose job it is to go in the media and talk about golf. Look, every Monday morning I do a 5 to 7 minute hit on Golf Channel. On Morning Drive, I prepare for 2 hours for that. You know, I start exchanging emails with my producers on Sunday afternoon. I get up 2 hours before the show on Monday morning and go online, make sure nothing happened overnight, nothing's changed. It's my job to know what's going on. And Danielle, I know from the questions that you ask, you do the same thing in the way you prepare for your show. And the fact that what he said was so dismissive of women's and so demeaning to the Asians really annoyed me. But the fact that he did not take his role as a member of the media and as a journalist at all seriously really bothered me.
Yep. Couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely. Yep. So distasteful.
And that was Ron Cyrak with news and a comment. I'll be back with traffic and weather after these minutes.
Thank you so much. this is Ron Cyrak. Yes, he is special to LPGA. You can find him at the LPGA, of course. As he said, he's on Golf Channel every Monday morning. He's Golf Channel contributor. Sometimes they bring him in for something like Hank Haney and his comments. You need to actually go and find the audio clip with Hank talking. I mean, when you hear the tone of his voice, you go. And then when he said, where is that being played? I'm thinking, who are you and what are you doing on the radio? Exactly, Ron, doing a golf show. So Ron Cyrak.
You know what I wanted, Danielle, to say to him also is, oh, by the way, Hank, the guy who made you relevant, the guy who made you rich is half tie. You know, maybe you should think about that a little bit too.
Yeah, he forgot the whole thing about globalizing of the game. And then someone today on Golf Channel said, by the way, let's see, one of the leaders on the PGA Tour is Kyung Hoon Lee. If he wins the Memorial, we'll have three Korean victories, right? On the PGA Tour. Thank you, Ron. It's always great talking with you.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. That's Ron Czyrak, Global Golf Post and GGB Plus Golf Channel contributor. You can find him at roncyrak.com. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes, since people see that first, and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Hey, it's almost Father's Day. If, you know, it's June 1st. Welcome to June. There is the golf sample sale today from 9 until 11. They've shortened it, 9 to 11. Lots of parking at Washington Intermediate Cafeteria. That's right on King Street, down by Zippy's. You're going on into Mo'ili'ili. It's just past Punahou, okay? So Washington Intermediate Cafeteria, lots of parking. They're featuring their brand name golf apparel and equipment. It's all sponsored by the Hawaii Golf Representatives Association. It's the golf sample sale. So get over there, 9 to 11. You'll probably find something really cool. We have something really cool to give away to you, and that would be two rounds of golf. And this is for Father's Day or for next weekend, because next weekend at Mililani, we're having a fabulous event, okay? And it's free to everybody. And it happens every year. And it's for the families to come together. There's some golf, there's some prizes, there's some food, there's some fun. And Darren Sumimoto is on the phone with us now, General Manager of Mililani Golf Course. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, Danielle, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So the ninth caller, Danielle has to remember to give out the number. I've done that before, you know. Just call in to win. But what's the number, Danielle? It would be 545-1111. Really easy, right? 545-1111. In Neighbor Islands, you're free to call because these tickets don't have to be used, you know, in the next 2 days. You can use them over the next, I think they're good for a year. Darren would know. Darren, are the tickets good for a year?
Yes, they're good for a year.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Take your time and come out, yeah.
Great, okay.
Absolutely.
And this is what I got from Yelp, from Justin. Justin says, my favorite course on the island, great price on the weekdays, amazing staff. The course is well maintained. The driving range is nice, too. And here's one from Crystal. She said, I'm not a golfer, but I occasionally like to join my husband to play nine holes. Finally tried Mililani Golf Course out, and I must say this place is probably another one of my favorite golf courses. I love how friendly the staff is. From the guy at the store to the staff taking care of the carts, and it doesn't get so hot here. The course is well maintained. The golf cart's so high tech. I would definitely come back again. Plus, there's a good restaurant right on the premises. Those are awesome. Those are recent Yelp comments. So this is Mililani Golf Course. And Darren, it must be nice. It's sunny, but it's not too warm up Wahiawa side, Mililani.
Oh, yeah. It makes a big difference. I mean, we don't get the humidity as bad as the east side where I've spent 24 years of my career. It doesn't rain as much. It's wonderful being out there.
And Andy, is it Andy Michael who's your golf course superintendent?
Yes. Andy Michael.
Sorry.
Hawaii boy. Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've got pictures. I meant to post one on Twitter this morning to show everybody how beautiful the golf course is. So this is what is the name exactly for next Saturday, Saturday, June 8th, 10 to 2 o'clock.
Correct. That's the Family Golf and Food Expo.
See, so it's for everybody.
It's kind of morphed over the years. So before it was just a golf expo, and they had a golf tournament. Then there was a demo day involved with it. So we kind of brought it full circle. We're doing, like, last year we started doing a family event, and we had jumpers. We brought out the snag equipment, the Starlight Golf. You know, you heard of that, the tennis ball with the big plastic head. So,
yes, they're wonderful.
You know, we're taking kids like from 3 to 5 years old now. We're trying to start them earlier and earlier. Our latest addition to the Mililani lineup now is Casey Nakama's got his kids out there. We have them on Sundays. So we're starting a feeder program. We're taking the real young ones, teaching them snag golf, and then we're promoting them up into Casey's program. So it's really fun. I'm having a blast at Mililani.
Oh, that's fantastic. So Casey Nakama is over with you at Mililani.
Yes, right now we just started. So this is his first session there. We started. So right now we're only on Sundays. Eventually it'll grow to like what we were doing with him at Olamana. It'll get bigger and bigger.
That's
so we're in a perfect community for that.
Yes, you are. You are. So this is Family and Golf Expo. It's next Saturday from 10 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. And don't worry about lunch, mm-hmm. because there's a whole lot of really good food from Street Grinds. Ono Street Grinds is there, right?
Oh, yeah. We've got food trucks. We've got delicious burgers from Hawaii coming out, Kapakahi Grinds, and Tin Hut Barbecue. They're always really popular. So there'll be food. Plus, there's Paliuli Restaurant right there, too. They'll be open and offering specials. We're going to be doing snag clinics. Uncle's Ice Cream, homemade ice cream. That's awesome. People drive for miles to come in. We sell it in our pro shop.
It's awesome.
We're going to have a FootJoy trunk sale. Oakley will be out selling his samples and stuff. We got Mililani Junior Golf will be selling stuff, raising money for their outfit. Our whole, like, so this year, what's also new is that we are supporting U.S. kids. So we're kind of rotating our beneficiary now. So this whole thing is actually a fundraiser for U.S. kids. I went around and hustled some prizes and stuff that we're going to be auctioning off. So there'll be a silent auction. We'll be selling raffle tickets. And the proceeds will be going to support Oliver Olaquiano and his U.S. kids. And hopefully we'll raise enough money to send a couple to the mainland to compete.
That's fantastic. So U.S. Kids is getting the money from the fundraiser this year?
This year, correct. Next year, I talked to Oahu Junior Golf, and they're going to be involved next year.
Fantastic.
So, you know, yeah, it's a real fun event. We got, it's a big-time hard goods event because we got everybody from Titleist, Ping, Mizuno, Callaway, Strixon, TaylorMade. So on the driving range, it'll be packed with them. So you can come out and try all those clubs side by side and see what fits you the best.
That's cool.
We just had an event the other night with PXG. That was fun. We had a big turnout for that.
For PXG?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
yeah.
wants to try. PXG.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
PXG, I mean, the power of PXG, right? That's so cool, huh?
So, Saturday, June 8th, this coming Saturday, not today, correct. 10 a.m., mm-hmm. 2 p.m., it's open to the public. It's free. You can try out the latest equipment from golf's top brands like Callaway, Ping, TaylorMade, Titleist. You can save on the clearance merchandise from Oakley, FootJoy, many more. So here's an opportunity to do some Father's Day shopping. Plus, you've got all the food trucks coming out, free giveaways every hour, silent auction prizes. There's live entertainment, activities for the whole family, including the putting challenge and the bake sale by Mililani Junior Golf, and the golf clinics by the Mililani Golf Academy, and Casey Nakama will be there, and bounce houses. So it's for everybody. It's a little something for everybody. And you know, frankly, I'd like to do snag golf myself.
Oh, God, it is so fun. It's addicting. It is addicting. All the adults end up playing it and push the kids out of the way.
Annika did she did something over a couple A here on Oahu many years ago. I mean, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. Maybe it was 7 years ago. And it was like, gosh, I want to play with them. She was with the little kids,
it is,
you know. Because it's like,
oh, also,
yes.
I forgot to mention, we also have a tournament we're running that day. So the hole-in-one prize for that day, so $80. It's a cash buy-in, $80. And there's skins. There's the hole-in-one prize is for $100,000.
What?
Yes.
Do you have an insurance policy there?
I don't know if you know, but we have Swing King out there. So we offer a hole-in-one prize every day. You can enter for $5. You could win up to $10,000. But on this event, we're running a $100,000 prize for the hole-in-one on hole 15.
On number 15, what is that, a par 5?
Par 3. And it actually plays pretty short. You know, like on the weekends, we try to run it shorter, like, you know, 130 yards. I think the, you know, it could run up to like 150, 156, but it's pretty reasonable for a hole-in-one distance.
That's wonderful. This is going to be so much fun. And it's all over at Mililani Golf Club. Okay, so you've got to go up there. And I think we have a winner. A winner. Who's won the golf? Who's won the two rounds of golf? Oh, Russell, congratulations, Russell, from Kapahulu. You're going to have so much fun. And if there's a tournament, that's the $80 buy-in for the tournament. Would you have tee times open in addition to everything else that's going on?
That's right, in the morning. Yeah, we're selling in the morning.
Selling in the morning.
Afternoon will be only the tournament.
The tournament. All right. But and $100,000 if you get a hole-in-one on this one.
That's right.
Yeah, on this one par three. You're fun. Thank you so much for being on the show, Darren.
Thanks for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. That was Darren Sumimoto, General Manager, Mililani Golf Course. Okay, we're going to come back. We're going to be talking with Brentley Romine. He's Golf Channel's Associate Editor. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth as glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Mackay side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction. Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Slow play at the memorial has been painful. Bryson DeChambeau was upset when he was put on the clock, explaining that he deserved his 40 seconds because he has to wait for the other guy to get their 40 seconds. And he has a lot of processes to go through before he can play. He has to figure all this out, so he needs his 40 seconds. Well, I say, what in the world is he doing while the other guys are doing their thing? Does he just stand around sort of blank? And then he takes his 40 seconds, and it's painful. This whole thing is painful to watch. So I'm told all of this slow play actually starts in junior golf. Brentley Romine, he is the Golf Channel Associate Editor. He wrote about four NCAA players penalized by the NCAA rules officials for slow play in the last NCAA championships. I want to talk with Brentley. Welcome into the clubhouse.
How's it going?
Good.
Good to be on.
Yeah. You know, how often do we hear about people being penalized for slow play? Is this something new in college golf?
It's not necessarily new. I think it's one of those things where obviously, to enforce pace of play properly, you need resources. And throughout the season, throughout the regular season in college golf, you know, most tournaments don't have the resources to be able to, you know, properly enforce it. So these players, you know, they're accustomed to playing at their own pace, and I think everyone would agree that they're slow, and some of them need to speed up. And so it's a little shocking to everyone once they get to the postseason, and there are actually, you know, plenty of rules officials at the NCAA's disposal. And, you know, so, I mean, it's no one's fault. It's just unfortunate because, you know, they don't see it all year, and then they get there. And but really it's on the coaches and the players to make sure that they're prepared and they know the rules of pace of play. So, but it really was unfortunate because we saw it cost a couple teams.
Yeah, no, I'm not laughing at the team for being penalized. What I'm finding disconcerting is that coaches and during other college tournaments, people aren't watching that 40-second clock. You know, and they're letting things get into some sort of like routine where this is just the way we do it. And we watch television and they're all going really, really slow. Nothing happens to them. And then they get into a real competition where everything counts, everything. All the rules are there to be enforced. And naturally, they're going to stumble. So as you said, I think it's up to the coaches and the schools and all those people putting together the collegiate competitions, the high school competitions, they all need to enforce that clock.
Yeah, I think another thing to keep in mind is just consistency, because, you know, there's several different ways that pace of play could be enforced. You have like the NCAA does with the four checkpoints, and then you just have pure time par, you know, looking at, you know, if, because, I mean, so one of the groups that got penalized, you know, they were only 3 minutes over the total time par allotted to play the course, which, by the way, was 5 hours and 5 minutes. That just shows you how long and tough Blessings Golf Club was. But if you miss two checkpoints, it doesn't matter if you're waiting on, you know, teams. And, you know, sure, when you get in the scoring tent, they kind of look and assess everything and start taking some time away, and hopefully you get under that number.
Yeah,
but
okay,
it's just kind of the consistency is what's lacking. And you know, I think it's about time for everyone to get together and come up with some sort of standardized thing that everyone can practice throughout the year and is easy to enforce. And but I mean, who knows? There's people out there smarter than me that could come together and get it done. I just write about it.
I'm just a writer. I report it, as you should. You bring it to the attention, you know, and now we're talking about it. And it's important that if junior golfers, and not even in high school yet, are already doing slow play things, then that's all, you know, it's going to hurt their game. They need to learn to play at the pace that the golf is supposed to be played. And that, mm-hmm. especially if they're at Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, I think they're very concerned about the pace of play, and they want to make sure the kids play because they're playing tournaments all the time. But back to something much more positive, we had we had NCAA championships back to back on television. Mm-hmm. Exciting, the women's and the men's. Here we have, we'll start off with men's. Oklahoma Matthew Wolf, the 2019 Jack Nicklaus Award winner, after Oklahoma gets knocked out by Texas, right? Cole Hammer mm-hmm. gets the 2019 Phil Mickelson Award, outstanding freshman. Boy, does he have a career in college yeah. golf, right? Amazing watching these guys play. How did Oklahoma get knocked out by Texas?
Yeah, so it was interesting because I think throughout the whole year and really all of last year, Oklahoma State, it was pretty much them and everyone else. It was their tournament to lose. Even Texas's coach John Fields, he even said, a coach walked up to him early in the week, during the practice round, or I forget what day it actually was, and was like, "Man, your team's coming a little under the radar." And Fields responded, he's like, "Well, I think we're all a little bit under the radar if we're talking about us compared to Oklahoma State." So, yeah, I mean, yeah. really everyone expected them to win. And, they went out and did their job in stroke play. Sure, there's a lot of people who think that they're the real national champions this year because they won the stroke play portion by 31 shots. But we have to remember Mike Holder, their athletic director and longtime coach back in the day, he was the main proponent of having it switched to match play. And I think that was the right decision because – I mean, would you honestly have been watching it on TV if you went into the final round, Oklahoma State up by 25 shots? I mean, there's no reason to watch. So so match play really opens the door, and it's just like the college basketball tournament. The best team doesn't always win, yet it happens a lot more often in college golf. The number one seed has only won once in 11 years now of doing this. But, it just shows, I mean, anything happened in match play, and Oklahoma State clearly the best team. But Texas played better that day. Like you said, Cole Hammer came out, made 8 birdies in 15 holes, which was one of the most impressive rounds of golf I've ever seen, and just wiped the floor with Matt Wolf, who played well, too. I mean, he made 4 birdies, shot 3 under. So it was just, it's just great. I love match play, and even though Oklahoma State was probably the most deserving team, you just got to – you got to show up, and Texas showed up just a little bit more than them.
Yeah, and then guess who showed up more than anybody? Stanford. Stanford, comes out and blows them away. Congratulations, Stanford Athletics, NCAA champions. And I thought that was interesting what Coach Conrad Ray said in your piece you wrote, trained their games, their minds, their bodies to peak at the right time.
Yeah, all credit to Coach Ray and his team. For the past 4 years or so, ever since they made match play in 2014 when they had Patrick Rogers and Cameron Wilson, never since then they struggled to get past the 54-hole cut at Nationals. And I think it's no secret that people were saying that they were soft. They would have great years. Sometimes they'd come in as one of the top ranked teams in the country. And they'd get to crunch time, and they wouldn't be able to stand up and deal with it. But I mean, all credit to them. Their assistant coach this year, first year assistant Matt Bordas, he played at Arkansas, played a senior at Texas, and then he spent 8 years as a Marine. And he really implemented some of the lessons and training training strategy and all that stuff. He implemented it to the golf team. And just as Conrad Ray said, just good old-fashioned hard work. They did boot camp every Friday, high-intensity workouts that, most people would just puke right away and not be able to finish. And I'll tell you what,
You're not joking.
In all seriousness,
yes.
You could see, because Blessings was, it was a beast to walk, and out in the heat, in 8 rounds of golf in 7 days, you could really tell that Texas down the stretch was getting tired, and Stanford's guys were, they didn't look as tired. I'll tell you that. And obviously they played good golf, but endurance was a huge key, and they were the most ready in that category.
That was
they were the last team standing.
They were the last team standing, and they stood so well. And they, I mean, they just their celebration was truly amazing to watch. And the week before, Wake Forest lost to Duke, and Jennifer Kupcho doesn't earn the critical point. You know, I mean, things happen in college golf and these NCAA championships that are challenging. They learn so much and get ready. I mean, she was having a hard time coming out of the women's amateur championship at Augusta, started to have a hard time, and then the NCAAs, and she so wanted to win, she did not turn pro just so she could be with her team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say she came into NCAAs, you know, kind of fighting her game. But, you know, she played well all week. I mean, obviously Maria Fossey played the best in the individual portion of Arkansas, grabbing the individual title on her home course. But you know, Jennifer Kupcho played well. But I think it was going to be hard to beat Duke because this is a team that for the past 4 years has had Leona McGuire. Just a two-time Annika Award winner, just a really good player, but they didn't have depth. And I think this year they don't have Leona, but they have, I think it was, gosh, four or five players, at least four players ranked in the top 30 or something like that. So
yeah. And Gina Kim.
You know, and Gina Kim who's playing well right now at the U.S. Women's Open. So, you know, I will say this. We had some really exciting matches on the men's side, but that final, you know, Duke and Wake, you know, that final was really exciting. The way Blessing is laid out is the 18th hole and the first hole cross, so they share a fairway. And at one point in that final match, you had two matches and extra holes on number one and two matches on 18. So you had four matches practically on the same hole. And so it was just really good theater. I thought the women's final was more exciting than the men's just because, you know, because of weather, we had to push up the men's time to 6:45 in the morning. So there, you know, it kind of lost a bit of excitement that way. But man, that woman's finish was awesome. And, you know, Duke winning their seventh national title, which I thought it was funny. They were kind of throwing some shade at the basketball program and Coach K because they only have five. So the women's golf team has two more than, you know, Coach K and all those people. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, just, you know, Duke was a super deserving team. I think they were ranked second or third in the country coming in, one of the more deep, talented teams. So, and I mean, the same with Stanford, you know, coming in, you know, winning four straight, maybe not the most talented lineup at the top, but probably one of the more deeper teams as well. So that just shows a match play. You know, you better have your 1 through 5 players all playing well, because you're not going to be able to ride, you know, your 1 or 2 horses like you would normally in stroke play.
Brentley Romine, Golf Channel associate editor, awesome talking with you. Lot of fun. Thanks so much for being with us on the show today.
Mahalo, Danielle.
Mahalo and aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to celebrate Women's Golf Day, Mauna Kea, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR, and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. have more fun, and stop buying lunches for your group.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Women's Golf Day. It's an experience happening around the world on June 4th. Russia, everywhere. Australia, Korea, everywhere. Everyone is participating. Scotland, England, the United States, around the world. It's amazing the number of different countries in different golf courses, driving ranges, different golf facilities, indoors. They're holding a Women's Golf Day on Tuesday, June 4th. And at Mauna Kea, Josh Silliman is the director of golf, Mauna Kea Resort. Welcome into the clubhouse, Josh.
Hey, Danielle, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
And, you were talking about all over the world, and even us small people here on this big island of Hawaii are having some fun on this International Women's Golf Day.
Yeah, Women's Golf Day, it's all about bringing women who've never played, women and girls, their first-time players that can come together, or women who maybe have just moved to a location, or they'd like to find women. They don't want to play with their husband anymore. They want to find a woman to play with.
Right.
Right? So they can get together. And you're hosting your Women's Golf Day from 2 to 5:30 on Tuesday, June 4th. And tell us, what are you going to be, what do you have in store for the ladies?
We just want to introduce, you know, those, like you said, that have maybe never been around it that much. It's everybody kind of knows a little bit about golf, maybe, but it's just so intimidating if you've never really done it. And it just from the experience of even walking into a golf shop or a clubhouse, you know, maybe something that's uncomfortable if you really don't know what to do, if you've never played the sport, you don't know how to check in, you don't know what you're supposed to ask for, what do you need? Do you need clubs? Do you need balls? So we're going to kind of go through the whole experience and just give everybody, you know, a little bit more of a comforting feeling of, you know, what it's like to go through the process of coming into a golf shop and, you know, going out to practice, going out to hit some shots on the golf course.
Fun.
You know, we can talk some lingo. We're going to talk about, you know, what's a par, what's a birdie, you know, what is a tee, what is a, you know, all the stuff that maybe not all the beginners know right off the top
of
their head.
Yeah, like what's a divot?
What's a divot? Right, exactly.
And what do I do when my ball's in the divot?
Why do you call it a sand bunker?
What's a bunker? Yeah, what's a sand trap?
Yeah.
Exactly. Why did my dad call it a sand trap, but you're calling it a bunker? This is a day of you'll have a lesson and some play time, some food, and some prizes.
Yeah, we just want it to be casual. We want, you know, we're going to have, you know, Dwayne Ott and Jay Ticey, our golf professionals, will be there giving some instruction. Encouraging for those that want to try it. I mean, it's you do as much as you want or as little as you want. We're going to have some wine to sip, some beers, some, you know, some cocktails and stuff to have that, you know, also a relaxing feeling. But for those that are familiar with golf and just want to go out and play 9 holes or whatever, go for it. Go have some fun and enjoy and celebrate Women's Golf Day.
And this is on Mauna Kea? Yeah, on the golf course?
This will be on Mauna Kea Golf Course. We've got the practice facility there and a nice, good-sized putting green that we'll be doing some chipping and putting and some long game practice as well.
Okay. If you were going to give a tip, let's say, to someone right now about their short game, which, of course, we wish Tiger Woods would go back to the first nine holes of golf. Just forgot about these next nine holes he's playing right now. Coming out of the sand, he's in the beginning, he made it look so easy, you know. What's the most important thing about approaching a sand shot? Your ball's in the sand. How am I supposed to get that out?
Sand is one of the most intimidating shots, I think, especially for beginners, but you have to attack it. You have to go after it. You've got to be confident, and you've got to make an accelerating swing down and through the sand and blast that ball out. It's got to be confident. The more tentative you're going to be, the likelier you're going to be to either leave it in the bunker or maybe hit it thin and across the green.
And it'll go into the other bunker. So what you need to do is you're saying go under the ball and get the sand out, and the ball will come with it.
That's right. You're taking the sand out, and the ball will come out with it.
There you go. Get underneath that ball. Don't worry about it.
That's right.
Josh Silliman, Director of Golf at Mauna Kea Resort, at home of the 2019 Women's Golf Day, that is around the world on June 4th. All women are getting together and having a bunch of fun and getting to know. I love what you're doing, Josh, about getting them into the pro shop, because even I, after all these years, will walk into a pro shop and go, I'm overwhelmed by all the things. I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. Should I look at this?
We want them to be in the golf shop, too, because there's clothes in there.
Yes.
Most ladies like to shop, want to invite them to shop as well.
So then you look and you see all these things. You go, where's the ladies' department? And then you get in there, and then you have, from the ladies' department, you kind of turn around and you look and you see, is he ready for me to talk to him at the front desk? And then you and then you go back to the ladies' department. You know, hey, it's the way we all feel. Don't worry about it. You'll get to the point where it's just, you know, you walk up, say, hey, my tee time's at such. What's a tee time? You're my time to play a round of golf, right?
Right.
Right. Josh, right. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Danielle, thank you. Good to talk to you.
It's from 2 until 5:30 p.m. You want to give them a call at 808-882-5405. Or just Google Mauna Kea Golf Course Pro Shop, and you'll find the number there. Okay, that's what's happening. It's a gorgeous golf course. You should go there and enjoy Women's Golf Day on Tuesday, 2 until 5:30 in the afternoon. We're going to come back and talk to a man who is creating the opportunity for you to find out what a golf course presents. What are you going to get yourself into when you go play this course, so you'll have an idea of the layout before you even... Yeah, sure, you can look at a one-dimensional map and say, oh, I see. What if you get something that's three-dimensional? We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth-as-glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Mackay side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros.
Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L Waianae, Honolulu, K-O-N-I Lanai City, K-T-O-H Kalaheo, The Golf Club, radiogolfclub.com. You can listen to us streaming on your devices, or you can listen to the podcast also from the device that you might like, or you can find the podcast at wherever you get your podcast. Okay. Now, I want to introduce you to Justin Kinney, founder and CEO of Virtual Golf Caddy. And his kind of like motto is mentally prepare for the round of your life. Virtual Golf Caddy on Facebook, at Virt Golf Caddy on Twitter, and at Virtual Golf Caddy on Instagram. Justin, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks a lot, Danielle. Great to be on your show.
Absolutely fun to have you. So, Virtual Golf Caddy. What is Virtual Golf Caddy?
What is it? Yeah, great question. So basically, we go out and film golf courses with drones, and we give players a customized shot-by-shot preview of their round, which is partially based on how far and confident they hit their clubs. In addition to that, we built a mental prep program that'll help keep golfers zoned in more often and consistently.
Okay.
And the way that it's gone over the past couple of weeks and months is that we're actually going to get into golf fitness and nutrition and try to help build the whole golfer.
Wow.
So not only give them course management strategies, but help them along to be a complete golfer.
So let's say I'm going to go to Mauna Kea for the first time. I've seen pictures of Mauna Kea. It's beautiful. But I don't know anything other than the beauty shots, right? And I'd kind of like to get an idea of what I'm getting myself into. So what would Virtual Golf Caddy, you would have gone to Mauna Kea and used your drones. Tell us how you developed that.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Okay, so how did you, with Mauna Kea, or any other golf course in the world, let's say I want to go to a golf course, and I'm going to go to your website, virtualgolfcaddy.com, and I'm going to find the course that I'm going to go to, and what are you going to show me?
I'm going to give you all the course management strategies you would need to have a game plan to attack the course with, because there's nothing worse than playing a course blind or never having played it before and not knowing all the little nuances of where to aim and what sections of the hole to hit, what parts of the green that you want to avoid or hit onto. So in addition to the drone views, we're going to help you with how to play the holes. And by taking your club distances and confidence levels with each club, we can give you a suggested shot for each hole.
Oh, cool. So in other words, when I go to Virtual Golf Caddy, and let's say I become a member?
Yeah, you can sign up. No problem. It's free. To purchase a course, though, we charge either $15 or $25, depending on how much info you want on the course.
Okay, but
so there's an amateur level and a pro level.
Okay.
So you go in. Yep, okay. Go ahead.
Let me just ask you. So my question is, do I give you all that information when I'm signing up? Like, I'm really confident with my 7-iron. I'm not so confident with my woods. I'm really confident with my driver. I'm not really confident with my woods.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, and we'll be able to help suggest clubs based on that. So if you have between two clubs, we can look at which one you're more confident with and suggest that club for you.
That's what inspired you to do this?
Yeah, so basically I've spent the last 10 years teaching middle school math, and one of my students 2 years ago got really into golf and was going to start playing tournaments, and we talk golf all the time, and he asked would I want a caddy for him. And I said, absolutely. I love being on the course. I love golf. I used to caddy for my mentor growing up, and I asked him which courses he was playing, and he told me, and I looked them up, and there was no info on them. And I was like, how great would it be to go to a site and be able to be previewed the course so you know how to play it and know what to expect? So over the last 2 years, I've been building and perfecting this plan to be able to give people that information to help them golf.
Wow. How long have you been flying drones?
So we're actually outsourcing the drones. So I thought about having a team that would fly across the country and fly different holes, different courses. But that would be too costly. So I'm going to outsource it. And wherever the course is, I'll hire local licensed pilots to do the drone flying for me.
Excellent. Excellent. So then I go to the website, your website, Virtual Golf Caddy, and you'll have a list of the coverage, the golf courses that you have coverage of?
Yeah, we don't have many yet. We just started out, but we did a couple courses in Georgia, and we're looking to expand now and do all the courses we can across the country.
Okay. Obviously, I can see the benefit of physically knowing where I'm going to be going while I'm walking this golf course or being in a golf cart, whichever is my preference. And so So I'll know, okay, this comes next and this is going to be here. But you also talk about the importance of the mental game of this
for
knowledge.
Sure.
Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We all know golf is one of the biggest mental games out there, and the best players are the ones who can control it the best. So we want to give people tools that they can use while they're on the course to help stay in the zone, to help stay focused and not have all these other thoughts coming into their mind and things like that. So there's a guy, Bill Cole, who's a renowned sports psychologist who have built the mental conditioning tips and exercises for me. He's been working with athletes and teams of all different sports for over 40 years.
Bill Cole,
and basically all the tips that he put into the program, he's used with his players over the years, and they've been really good for them.
Yeah. He talks about the mental prep tips and exercising practice. Will those tips also be on your website?
They'll be part of the course when you purchase it. So you can't get the tips unless you purchase the course.
Oh,
because you'll have one tip for each hole. So the goal is you watch the videos and you practice the mental tips and exercises. Then you go on the practice range and you do the same thing. And then you play a couple practice rounds practicing it. And then by that time, you'll be ready for competitive rounds where this will all be second nature and you'll be more zoned in.
Wow. So this is something for like a collegiate athlete who is about to, you know, and they travel all over the place. So you're playing college golf and, you know, your team is going to be playing at Blossom Country Club and or Blessings, and but that's really tough. So you're going to go to Blessings for the NCAA championships. You don't know what Blessings is like, and you know you're not going to get there all that far in advance. So assuming you have it on your website, and for discussion we're going to, it's there. So we go to Virtual Golf Caddy, and there's Blessings right in front of me. And in addition to having Blessings, the drone footage, you're going to show me what's the best club potentially for me to use in this situation. And you're also going to have Bill Cole give me some ideas how to approach this hole and some mental coaching tips that I could use.
Correct. Yep. Perfect.
Wow. That's a really cool idea. To have a place all in one. Usually it's just, hey, come and look at this. So this is what it looks like. But what you're trying to do is incorporate all the things a golfer needs. Now, you're talking about bringing nutrition and fitness into your plan as well, in addition to the mental game, the equipment that you'll need to play confidently on the different courses and the different holes, and just a visual idea. So you're talking about, how would you incorporate the nutrition? What's your plan?
So I haven't thought too much about that yet. It's just something that's been on the burner. I've been focused on getting the courses and other things like that. But once we get to it, I mean, all the pros right now are in great shape. They take care of themselves very well. And being fit in golf is the way to be now. So if I can help people eat better or eat better on the course and put better things in their body, that'll help them be better golfers. then why not, you know?
Yeah. Everybody says something like, oh, you can't eat such and such. That's not really good for you. Yeah, but I've always eaten such and such, and it doesn't seem to be hurting me sometimes. So what's your plan? So you'd have some ideas for different tastes. One of the things when I was reading, some of your notes, you said, don't bring positive thinking into your swing.
So this is one of my favorite tips because it's counterintuitive to what you would think. I think a lot of people would say while you're swinging, you have to have positive thoughts. Bill goes to say that you actually don't want to bring any positive thinking into your swing. So he says positive thinking is great before you get over the ball. Thoughts during the swing distract you. You can have a single swing thought, but stop even that helpful thought before you begin your swing. And he tells you to feel your swing. Tune into how your grip feels, how your stance feels, and how your feet connect to the ground. And that's going to replace unwanted, distracting thoughts. So some people may have done that their whole life and thinking positive thoughts, so it may be an adjustment to think this way and try it out. So that's why we recommend they practice it for a while.
You know, when I read this, I thought, that explains why my practice swing is always better than the one that I actually hit the ball with.
You're not thinking anything, yeah.
With my practice swing, I'm not thinking. I'm just, seeing that I can, how's that swing coming down to the ground? How is it hitting the blades of grass, And am I comfortable and all that? And then I get over the ball and I think, okay, now I'm going to get really good.
Oh, my God, I can't hear that, yeah. Yep, that's the tricky part,
The tricky part. So I have to do all the positive thinking and then come and just hit the ball without thinking.
Exactly.
Yes. And that's really, keep the thoughts away from when you're playing. Now here is something I'm talking, by the way, with Justin Kinney. He's founder and CEO of Virtual Golf Caddy. Mentally preparing for the round of your life. When you go to a golf course, you'll be able to go to his website. He's got everything taken care of there. And, of course, eventually he'll have all the golf courses you'd want to play. But he also wants to do, like, tours. So you've heard about the hosted tours. Matt Chinnella's doing a hosted tour to Ka'anapali coming up in, I think it's November or December. And you're thinking about not only doing hosted tours, you want to, like, do tours that bring you to the golf course and tours that'll bring you to the city. So if I want to go to, let's say, Volcano on the Big Island and play a round of golf on that golf course, then somebody would be there for me and show me the sights around. And I would go to Imiloa Observatory, or they'd show me where to go up to the top of Mauna Kea, or how to go to see what's left of the volcano, right?
Exactly, yeah. A lot of golf trips, they help you with booking the courses and the lodging, but nobody's there to help you see the city and take you out, and even with the course, help you on the course. So if we can get tour guides that can help you on the course and then give you a good experience in the city that you're in, I think that's going to be an awesome, awesome thing.
So how are you going to get the golf and city tour guides? Would you like people to be in touch with you?
Yeah, that would be great. We're looking for tour guides right now. We're actually hoping to start in Hawaii in the fall to get some trips going. So if there's anybody out there that thinks they would be a great tour guide for the course and in the city, that would be excellent.
So this is Justin Kinney. They should go to a Virtual Golf Caddy. Can they? Is there a contact page there?
Yeah, you can contact me. The email is virtualgolfcaddy@gmail.com, and it's caddy with a Y. And coming up with the name, I had to really consider it. Am I going to spell caddy with an I-E or a Y? And because of Caddy Shack, they spelled it with a Y, I thought that would be the way to go.
Put a little humor in the whole thing, right? This is great. So if you would be a great golf, you want the person to be on course with them as well as being the city host.
Yeah, and if they're not comfortable being on the course, the good thing is they have my videos. So we're going to give the videos to the people going on the trips. The tour guides can watch the videos and get familiar with the courses to help prep and go that way.
This is awesome. As Justin wrote, The information on virtual golf caddy will include where to aim off the tee, whether shots are uphill or downhill, how wide the fairways are, how far the hazards are from the green, where the 100, 150, and 200 markers are, green reads that show general breaks of the greens, shot suggestions, and all that. So get in touch with him over at via, I should say, Gmail, and that would be virtual golf caddy with a Y at gmail.com. Pretty simple. Justin, thanks so much for being on the show. Very interesting.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Danielle. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'll put the word out again coming up in later shows to get people who might be interested in working with you. Thank you. Aloha.
All right. Thank you so much.
Justin Kinney is founder and CEO of Virtual Golf Caddy. We're coming back right after this. There is a really exciting event happening, and this is, again, Women's Golf Day at Princeville. I'm looking forward to talking to the young lady who's putting it all together, Lindsay Waller. She's marketing over at Princeville Mackay Golf Club. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors and Gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth-as-glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Mackay side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
This portion of The Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And we're talking about Women's Golf Day, and it is on June 4th. It is Tuesday, and I was talking with Suti Nidikorn over at Ka'anapali, and they always put together, this is limited to 100 women, and it was almost sold out, so I'm not sure that there's availabilities, but just some of the things that they're doing over at Women's Golf Day on Kauai is the pink carpet registration with the photo, you know, like the when you walk into the academy and you walk the carpet and they're taking photos of you. Yes. And then there are two DJs spinning and there's golf and foot golf and other games. And there's drinks and poo-poo compliments of the Hyatt Regency Maui Resort and Spa. There's special gifts for all the ladies. And they're raising money for women, help women through Maui United Way. So they're just having a whole lot of fun. That's what it's about, getting women into the game and showing them how much fun it's to get together. So I know also that Father's Day is coming up, and we've got the golf sample sale. It's going on today, Washington Intermediate Cafeteria, just down King Street near the Zippies, I think it is, right in that area. Okay, and then there's Washington, and there's lots of parking, and it's only 9 until 11 o'clock. All right, so you got to get over there. It's brand name equipment, golf apparel and equipment, the golf sample sale, and that's today only. And over Mililani, okay, Mililani Golf Course is having the Family and Golf Expo next Sunday. So if you aren't able to go out and shop for Dad today, you could shop for Dad on Saturday, June 8th, because they've got a sale on the clearance merchandise from Oakley and FootJoy and lots of other things, in addition to the latest equipment from golf's top brands like Callaway and Ping and TaylorMade and Titleist. And you could get him something that he might love to have and he won't spend the money on himself, like a brand new putter. That would always be fun. And fun is a young lady from Kauai. Have we heard from Lindsay yet? Not yet. We'll see if we can get in touch with her. Lindsay Waller, Princeville Mackay Golf Club. I know you're having a women's golf day because Andrew Schmidt and Tom Freestone, one of my favorite teachers, is going to be helping out. We're going to see if we can't get in touch with Lindsay and be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
At your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's
Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Okay, so I opened the show this morning about Tiger Woods and feeling like a roller coaster ride, okay? And what part of the roller coaster ride do you like? Because, it, you know, whichever part of the roller coaster ride you like, that's where we're at right now. We're just in that, I don't know, we're back into birdie land. And before we were in birdie land in the front nine and his back nine, we went, I just don't know where, someplace... he probably doesn't know where he was either. All over the fairway. Yes, out of the fairway, I should say. He wasn't in the fairway. He's back in the fairway. Couple of birdies. Just, you know, what is he doing? It's like he tortures himself. And he's a slow starter. He's slow burner. Slow starter. And on the other side of the world, the U.S. Women's Open, that's happening with Mamiko Higa. She's on the golf course now. Jessica Korda, Celine Boutier right there. J. Marie Green has moved up. Gina Kim is holding steady even. J. Marie is one under, but a lot of even right now. This is a very tough golf course. It's a Seth Rayner course, a country club at Charleston, and a very beautiful golf course. But it's interesting because you can't just bomb and gouge. Lindsay Waller, sales and marketing manager, Princeville Mackay Golf Club, a gorgeous place to be. Welcome into the clubhouse, Lindsay.
Hello, Danielle. How are you doing this morning?
Excellent. Excellent. Women's Golf Day on June 4th.
Yay!
So what are you...
The best day of the year.
It's the best day of the year. I understand PGA's Andrew Schmidt and Tom Freestone are going to be out there. Tell us, what do you have in store for the ladies?
So So, ladies, we have a great day in store for you guys. On Tuesday, June 4th, you all need to come out. It is going to be so much fun. At 4 p.m., we are going to do a nice clinic to get all the fundamentals of golf in your head. And then we're going to go play the most scenic golf holes in the world. So it's only going to be about three holes, and then we're going to toast at sunset with a nice champagne or beer, depending on your choice. But we're really going to just try to introduce the game of golf to anyone who wants to learn. We're going to have experienced players. We're going to have new players. But really, we just want you guys to come out and have fun and realize that golf is one of the best sports in the world.
Now, Lindsay and I were talking as we were talking about doing the show together, and she said, I'm not that great. So when did you get into the game?
I only got into the game about a year ago, so I'm very, very new myself, yes, but I'm addicted.
Yeah, and just the idea of getting together with other women. Let's say you've thought about playing this game, or you're new to the islands, you'd like to meet women who do play. All different levels of ability will be there, of skill will be at Women's Golf Day. So it's for new players, it's for players who've been playing for a long time, and here's an opportunity to play the three holes, the Mackay. These are the three, those beauty shots that we always see of the Princeville Mackay course.
Yeah, they're going to be the most scenic golf holes, and honestly, it really is going to just be a fun time. That's just what I want to get across to everyone, you know, that golf is fun and that you don't have to have the pressure of playing. It's going to just be introducing, and you're going to realize how much fun it is once you get to go out and then play, you know, play towards the ocean.
Exactly. So if you are like a little intimidated about swinging in front of people still, you can just be there and walk. Just walking on the golf course is the most magnificent feeling, looking out over the ocean and toasting each other as you're, it's wonderful. And Tom Freestone and Andrew Schmidt, fabulous teachers. So if it's something you'd like to learn or just get a feel for, this is Women's Golf Day. It's on Tuesday, 4 p.m. at the Princeville Mackay Golf Club. Lindsay Waller, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your enthusiasm and your excitement. Love it.
Thank you so much, Danielle. I look forward to seeing you out at Princeville Mackay and all of you ladies as well.
Excellent. And we'll talk soon, and I'll have to come over and visit. It's been way too long. Got to thank the people who make this show possible. Detail Boulevard, Honolulu's car finish experts. I took my car there. Boy, she looks beautiful. Protect your ride. Detail Boulevard on Baritania, the left side. So you're driving down Baritania, just two doors down from Ke'eamoku, you'll see Detail Boulevard. They have loaner cars. I used a loaner card. Nice loaner cars. Your car is being detailed. It's being buffed out inside and out. And you're taking care of your errands. Futuristone, master craftsman, turning your project, your building, let's say you've got a warehouse and you want to have an office and a warehouse facility, but you want it to look really good. You want it to be classy. That's right. Futuristone, they can buff out the concrete and give it colors that make it look like marble. Concrete looks like marble. That's Futuristone. Only the best. Rainer Doors, providing lasting security, safety for your home, your business, and increasing the value of your home with a Rainer Door. Yes, Rainer Doors. The number is 676-3667. Oahu Extraction. When it floods, or worse, you know, the sewer pipes break, or the mud that's left in your home afterwards, it's a mess. Call Oahu Extraction 24/7. They are on site in 90 minutes. Their number is 330-6212. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. There are two locations. You can go to Sand Island in Honolulu or the Waipahu store. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. And Creative Plumbing. It doesn't matter. how large or small your project is. I mean, you got a 23-story building. You want to change the water pipes there because it's about time you did. Your building is almost 50 years old. It needs new pipes. Call Creative Plumbing. You want to redo your grease traps and bring them up to code because you don't want to be, like, breaking code. Call Creative Plumbing. Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. It's your water pipes. It's your grease trap. Creative Plumbing. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, Aim Point Certified. Get a lesson with Claude. He's at the Kahili Course, MauiSchoolOfGolf.com. MauiSchoolOfGolf.com. You can always find the shows. I have a library of podcasts that you can listen to. It's RadioGolfClub.com. RadioGolfClub.com. And we're streaming there live, too. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.